This one's called Butcher's Yard. Now, for the disclaimer, buttercups, switch off. The show's not for you. Right, let's crack on with it. Butcher's Yard. Didn't start off at Butcher's Yard. Started off knocking on this person's door. It was me, my brother, and Tyrone. Knocked on the door, woman answered. Where's your husband? He's at work. Where's he work? Lovely woman. Works in the Butcher's Yard. His car's up for repossession. Oh, yeah, we've had the letters and all that. Yeah, but he's at the Butcher's Yard. And where's the car? Yeah, the car's with him. We're like, brilliant. She even told us where he worked. It's like, okay, absolutely fine. She said, yeah, he's a lovely bloke. You know, we have been expecting it. And fine. She was all right with it. So we travelled down the road, a couple of streets, found the Butcher's Yard. It was a big old yard. When you went in, it had big gates and it had like a big paddock area. There was quite a few cars there. There was like this big, like, slaughterhouse. And we was expecting a butcher's, but it was more of like a slaughter place. So we pulled in and the car's there. We're like, okay, so we box it in. And this bloke comes out. His wife must have rung him. This bloke comes out, really nice bloke, small bloke. Yeah, you're here for my car. I'm like, yeah. No, you know, your wife's been nice. Yeah, he goes, only problem is we've got the car seat in there. I've got a few stuff in there and obviously I need to get it back to my house. We're like, fine, mate. What will happen is we will get your car now. We drive it back to your wife. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. And your wife can empty it. Oh, thanks, lads, and everything. Yeah, nice. The only problem is when you go to people's yards, is their manager and the other employees get involved, stick their nose in when it's not wanted. Now, I've mentioned Tyrone before, fight anyone, and he'd normally knock someone out in one punch. Now, we're in the yard. Next thing, this manager comes out. What do you want? What do you mean? What are you doing in my yard? Get out my yard. Well, like, hang on a minute, mate. Look, we're dealing with this bloke. We're going to be gone in about 2 minutes. Get the fuck out my yard now, or as I get all the fucking lads out here. We're like, look, mate, we're not going anywhere. We're dealing with this bloke. We're going to be gone. He's just about to give us keys. Manager, don't give him fucking anything. I went, oh, hang on a minute, look. So what do you want us to do? Do you want us to harass him at home? His wife's at home. So you want us to go back later at night? I says, but that's not going to happen. I says, all we do is we smash the window and we hook it up. Right, fucking hell. So he calls. Goes in, calls in the yard. About six blokes come out. All dressed in fucking whites. One had this big leather apron on. Proper, looked like a butcher. Big, like one of them had a meat cleaver. It was like proper stereotypical. And we're like, what the fuck are you going to do with that? You're not going to start fucking cutting us up, are you? In broad daylight. Then this big butcher steps forward with a big apron on. He says, I'll give you 10 seconds. Boom, right on cue, Tyrone steps up. Tyrone was a fucking animal. He says, right. He said, let's fucking go, mate. This big butcher's what? Let's just fucking go. Me, you, now, let's go. No fucking shouting. No fucking talking. Let's fucking go. This big butcher's like, oh, let's go. Let's fucking go. And his butcher doesn't know what to do. He's just stood there. And Tyrone's like, let's go. And he says, no, I'll fight every single one of you afterwards. Whoever's next, I'll fight. And this big butcher's like, let's go. Then they went up to the manager and said to the manager, well, you've called them all out, so you must have big balls. Let's fucking, me and you have a go. In the end, they did fuck all. The bloke saved their ass because he turned round and said, oh, it's all right, boss, I'll deal with it. And goes, here's the keys, I don't want any trouble. We're like, mate, you're fine. It's these fucking gobshites. And then the boss was just like, yeah, just take the car and go. We're like, this is what we're going to do anyway, mate. So fuck off. You can't talk to me like this. And I said, hang on a minute, mate, you've set the tone. You've come out of here all mob-handed, said you're just going to beat us up, you've lost. If you want to have a fucking go, let's fucking go. And he didn't. And we was true to our word. We got in the bloke's car. We took it back to his wife and emptied all the prams out. Moral of the story is, no one fucked with Tyrone.